Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is my favorite news topic to talk about? That would be environmental issues for sure. Why? Because the environment is like the most important thing to me.
There is unrest in the forest.
6:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sure to keep it here. We're just a couple minutes away from our chat with money tracker Don Grant. Steve and Ted in the morning. It's time for three big things.
Three.
After a long night in the Senate, another vote to repeal Obamacare failed this morning. Three
Two.
Republicans, including Senator John McCain, breaking ranks and voting no. Hundreds of jobs may be coming to Wichita. Hormel looking for a major expansion at a food processing plant in North Wichita.
One.
14 sexual assaults near the campuses of KU and K-State, now considered to be the work of a serial rapist, some of those cases dating back as far as 17 years ago. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, those volumes really starting to pick up. Watch out for slowdowns right now. Starting to see some heavy traffic north and southbound on I-135, somewhere between 29th Street North and that North Junction up to around 53rd Street North. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and in the East Harry Street Mall. Also online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And the weather forecast here on this Friday. We're looking at a partly cloudy day with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to 67 degrees. Looking ahead for the weekend, sunny tomorrow, a high of 87. On Sunday, a high of 83. So below average temperatures this weekend. Right now in Wichita, partly cloudy. A breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 74 degrees on our way to a high of 89. Your weather forecast. The Tilly Hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection. Recommended by more doctors than any other hat. Now, that comes with a lifetime warranty. It is machine washable. Best of all, it looks great on everyone. Make sure you stop in at Hatman Jack's. It's one of Wichita's legendary stores. It's right there at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's. It is 6:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday morning. The owners of a 77-pound tortoise. That was found on the side of a Long Island road in New York.
On its back.
Claimed to have their wayward, slow-moving pet. Don Grant, CFP, with us this morning. Yeah, let's see. Police brought the African spurred tortoise to Dr. Horowitz and his staff at the pet vet after they found it wandering along a town road. The owner contacted him shortly after news stories about the lost tortoise were posted on social media.
Wow.
Yeah. High-speed getaway. Well, low-speed getaway.
Sounds like the O.J. chase.
The family who owns the tortoise, which is named Tito.
Tito.
Tito the tortoise.
Somebody was drinking when they made up that name. Tito's vodka.
They claimed him after showing proof of ownership. How do you show proof of ownership of Tito the tortoise?
Good point.
Are there papers?
Well, he must be.
Does he have his shots?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. They say Tito got loose after someone left their backyard gate open, and then proceeded with his low-speed getaway.
Wow. I'm assuming it's legal to own one of those?
Tito, the tortoise. Well, apparently in that part of Long Island, yes.
Yeah. Wow, neat.
We've got a little pond here behind our building. There's a ton of turtles back there.
Little box turtles
out
there.
Oh, my gosh, they're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them when I've run back there.
Yeah. And then, especially when the sun is out, they like to come and soak up the sun.
Cold-blooded.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on a Friday morning. And let's check out the numbers on Wall Street.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, some slippage for the NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's. The Dow picked up 85 points Thursday to close at 21,796. The NASDAQ back down 40 points to 6,382. The S&P was off 2.5. Forbes magazine says Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos became the world's richest person yesterday, but only for a few minutes. Shares in Amazon reached nearly $1,100 around noon before falling slightly, returning the world's richest title to Microsoft's Bill Gates. Japan is slapping emergency tariffs of 50% on imports of frozen beef, mainly from the United States. American producers stepped up their exports to Japan as the recovery from a long drought drove up prices. And the iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle have played their final notes for Apple. The company has discontinued sales of the two music players because most people store or stream their tunes on smartphones. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You know, if there's a little bit of pain in your portfolio, it's not necessarily so bad.
No.
Says money tracker Don Grant, CFP, joining us in studio right now. Don, what might that pain in your portfolio entail?
It's a pain in the... No, well, I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you. Well, you know, you've probably heard of the fear and greed cycle. It's a phenomenon that causes many investors to make emotional decisions about their investments, causing them to jump in and out of the markets at exactly the wrong times. And since the beginning of 2000, two stock plunges dropped the markets almost 50% each time. In each of these, money flowed out of stock funds into at market lows, and then they flowed into stock funds at the highs. Well, we are conditioned to react to pain and pleasure. When markets are soaring, like right now, for example, we just hit a new high for the Dow. It's pleasurable, so we don't take any money out and run. And when we're down, it's our human nature to take the money out of the markets and go to cash. And we do. I mean, it's just shown time after time after time. We not only react to the stock market this way, but also certain sectors of the markets. We bought gold emotionally when it was climbing. Now gold is down a bit, or essentially stagnant. We're emotionally motivated by the low price of silver now. Remember real estate? Well, hey, you can never lose with real estate, right? 08, 09, to put that to your side. Well, I hate to do this, but I need to limit your pleasure and inflict a bit of pain. And no, I'm not a guy standing here with a whip.
Yeah.
And no, I get no satisfaction from either of those actions. But when one sector of your investment allocation is really humming, I pull out the machete and cut it down a bit. I'll throw that fat into the lean portion of your portfolio. That's the area that has been beaten up a little bit. You know, just when you're screaming for us to pull out of the area, I'm feeding it with more. It's called rebalancing. Now, rebalancing your portfolio will get you back to the allocation that you and your certified financial planner determined was best for you. Now, it will help control risk. That's because if you trust history, the beaten up sector will eventually rise again. And if we feed it when it's small, the cost of entry is lower. And when it grows, it'll reap the benefits of a lower buy-in. And plus, you're taking some profits off the table for if and when the ones that are really soaring go down a bit. Well, don't run your portfolio with emotion. When portfolios are wounded and in pain, they're on sale. When it's soaring, it's overpriced.
Yep.
Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call about rebalancing or anything else. Number 634-2222.
Yeah, it's part of the ebb and flow.
It is. It is. And why not take advantage of some of those trends, you know, and when things are high, cut a little bit of the profit off the top and put it into something that's a little bit underwater. That's rebalancing.
Don, are you a wine guy?
I am very much a wine guy. Not only do I wine a lot, but I also enjoy good solid red, deep red wine.
Scientists at Oxford University in England could soon provide a definitive answer in the years-long debate. Does wine taste better from a cork or a screw cap bottle?
I'll bet you they're probably going to find no difference.
Members of the public will take part in an experiment using brain scanning technology.
Wow.
Testing how the sounds, aromas, and sensations associated with opening wine bottles influence their taste buds.
Oh.
They will also wear brain scanning headwear. monitoring their pleasure receptors. The experiment aims to end years of debate among the wine industry and consumers alike, which method produces the best taste.
But it sounds like they're going for more than taste. They're going for the ritual of getting out of corkscrew.
I think that's the meat of what's going on there.
You know, I've got a kind of a beginnings of a corkscrew collection.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nice.
Just things that I've picked up all over the world. And if it goes to screw tops, I'm screwed. I mean, I'm unscrewed, I guess. Well, I can't unscrew. I can't use my corkscrews.
That's right.
Yeah, if they go to all the twist tops, you know.
And one of my favorite lines in a movie is in the Muppet movie when Kermit and Miss Piggy are having their date and their waiter is Steve Martin. And he bends over and says, that. Would you like to smell the bottle cap?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get on to your weekend, Don.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us
here.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
All right.
In these below average temperatures, should be a nice July weekend coming up.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Don. That's our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted. Healthcare vote goes into the wee morning hours in the U.S. Senate. Those results are on the way with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.